Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 14th, 2022, through Friday, February 18th, 2022. Monday, February 14th, 2022. FBI warns of romance schemes ahead of Valentine's Day. The FBI's Columbia field office reminds the public of bad actors that seek to fraudulently represent themselves through romance scams. Information obtained through the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, illustrated that more than $281 million was lost by victims due to romance scams. Identified best defenses against romance scams include the following. Never send money to someone you meet online, especially by wire transfer. Never give someone your banking or credit card information without verifying the recipient's identity. Never share your social security number or other personally identifiable information with someone who does not need to know the information. Be careful what you post and make public online. Research the person's photo and profile using online searches to see if the image, name, or details have been used elsewhere. Go slowly and ask the other person lots of questions. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2022. Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. Former Muskogee County Deputy Clerk convicted in multi-million dollar fraud. Co-defendants plead guilty to related charges. Willie Demps, a former Muskogee County Deputy Clerk, pleaded guilty to two counts of tax evasion and one count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud. Demps and other co-defendants pled guilty to defrauding the taxpayers of Muskogee County through a conspiracy to commit bank fraud. According to U.S. Attorney Peter D. Leary, rather than serve the people of Muskogee County, Willie Demps served only himself. Over the course of many years, Demps used his position of trust to steal millions of dollars from Muskogee County taxpayers to fund his gambling habit and pay for a variety of personal expenses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, February 16, 2022. Sand Peak County man charged with operating a fraudulent farm equipment business. Ryan Palmer was indicted in December 2021 for his alleged involvement in a fraudulent scheme to sell or obtain farm equipment on behalf of his victims. The indictment alleges that Palmer represented he could sell his alleged victims' farm equipment and entered into agreements through consignment contracts. Additionally, it is alleged that Palmer fraudulently represented to banks that victims' consigned equipment was his own and then obtained bank-issued loans by using the victim's consigned equipment as collateral. The four-count indictment alleges that Palmer committed the crimes of bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, February 17, 2022. Canadian man sentenced to federal prison for trafficking stolen identities on the dark web. Slava Dmitriev, a Canadian citizen, was sentenced for his role in a scheme to traffic stolen identities on the dark web. According to U.S. Attorney Eriskin, Dmitriev used the moniker Golden Ace to buy and sell stolen identities, including social security numbers, on the darknet marketplace Alphabay. From 2016 through July 2017, Dmitriev sold 1,764 items on Alphabay for approximately $100,000. Dmitriev was also found to have collaborated with the cyber extortionist group, the Dark Overlord. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, February 18, 2022. Deep Dot Web administrator sentenced for money laundering scheme. In 2021, Tal Prihar, an Israeli citizen, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering. Prihar and his co-defendant, Michael Fan, provided information about illegal darknet marketplaces for exchange for kickback payments from the marketplaces in the form of Bitcoin currency. Prihar and Fan received approximately 8,155 Bitcoins, worth approximately $8.4 million at the time of the transactions. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.